Oh, master, I have a treat for you. You know how I got the part-time job and you helped me with my resume and took me to the interview and then also managed to snap me out of being an anxious mess on the first day? Well, after all that blood, sweat, and tears, I got my first paycheck and I bought something with it. Something I don't think you'll recognize. What do you think about this? Since you're such a hard worker, I thought I would buy something that means you can relax with me and take a moment out of your day to just de-stress. This is for ear cleaning services. Since you helped me out with my care, I thought it's about time I finally returned the favor. Don't you think so too? Now, you're not allowed to get out of it, so finish whatever you're doing on the computer, then go to the bed. I have everything I could possibly need for your little session, so don't keep me waiting. Okay, rest your little head on my lap, and I'll rotate your head when I need you to, okay? This is for you to feel better afterwards. I'll be gentle, so don't worry. I'm just gonna get all of this gunk out. Then you won't be able to complain that you can't understand me because they're clean enough to eat off of. Actually, I didn't really mean to say that. See? Not bad. I've learned a lot from you taking care of me. You're a really good role model for me. I know sometimes you doubt yourself, but please don't. You're doing amazing, and I mean it. I'm so glad I was able to get that job. It's not too hard on me. 2 days a week I work in a little Neko cafe. I learned so much from doing it. I actually didn't realize that iced coffee was made with ice. You're laughing, but I don't consume caffeine, so it just wouldn't make sense. Coffee is hot, so why would you mix something hot with ice? Doesn't it not make the ice melt instantly? Then you just have watered down coffee. Look, I'm not the smartest kitty on the block, okay? I can admit it. I like the people that I work with as well. They're super enthusiastic. I was really intimidated on my first day there, but they looked out for me. I know they say be careful of your workmates because they aren't your friends, but no one has done anything mean to me yet. Or, well, I shouldn't say yet, because that implies they are going to be mean to me, and I'm not manifesting that in any way, shape, or form. My responsibilities are pretty easy for the most part. I actually prefer opening up in the morning. It's really relaxed and peaceful for the first 30 minutes. Checking everything is stocked up. Sugar, creamers, cups, etc. I find taking inventory is actually really soothing. Making sure we have enough of everything. That is what they say. What is it that they say? A workplace is like a car. If some of the parts are missing or get damaged, then the whole car won't get started. I think that's a good reflection of what I like. Cleaning up as you go along can get annoying, though. Sometimes I wish I could go convince them to let me be a cleaner, and I go around everyone's area, making sure it's clean so they can just start preparing the next drink and are ready to go. I doubt that would become a reality. I'm lucky I never had to deal with a Karen, though. My coworker told me of a story of how a lady tried to get a free drink by taking a massive chug of her drink, then proceeding to fall face first onto the floor, making a mess everywhere. You know, rather than being embarrassed or shocked at what happened, she stood up and demanded a new drink was made for her because she tripped in the establishment. The girls just did it to get her to leave. I wish we had the nerve to call the behavior up, but, well, what can we do? There will always be Karens, unfortunately. I just hope I never cross paths with one. I don't do well with being shouted at. I thought it would be cute if we did a secret Santa. Only if I get to know them a little better. Because I'm only 2 days a week, it's hard to get used to everyone. But like I said, it's nice and friendly, so I'm a happy little kitty. Your ears are getting nice and clean. Really not much at all coming out of the swabs. Have you been taking care of yourself better? Or is this pure chance, Master? Let me continue. Okay, since the cotton swabs aren't bringing anything out anymore, I'm gonna use this tool which goes deeper inside. Don't worry though, it's a different kind of tool that's curved to make sure I don't go in too deep, so no panicking. You are in my more than capable paws. I will say one thing though, I seem to be completely exhausted after work. It doesn't particularly have to be that busy for me to get frazzled by the end of the day. Is that normal, Master? Is that kind of how everyone feels at the end of the day? Honestly, after 3 hours, I'm ready for a nap, and I'm not being lazy before you say anything. Maybe I need more sunlight in general or something. Or maybe I'm just low energy kind of person. When I know I have work, I feel like the day before I'm just kind of mentally preparing for it. I like doing it though, you meet lots of interesting characters. I have the same regular that comes in every day. It's a guy. He always asks for me to serve him and says, "No need to add sugar, it's sweet enough when you're making it." Whatever that means. What? Hitting on me? Yeah. Good luck with that. I already have a master. Oops. Does that mean I've accidentally been leading him on? I wish I could wear my collar to work, so then people would know I'm already owned and I could avoid that situation. I guess next time he comes in, I can casually drop you into the conversation, like his clothes remind me of you. That would be a gentle way to break it to him if he was trying to flirt with me. Right? Or maybe he's just nice in general and likes to give me a chuckle, although I can see why requesting just me to make his drinks would be a little bit strange. How are you finding the tools? I'm managing to get a good chunk out when I'm doing this. I didn't realize how deep it could go. I swear the swaps brought up nothing as well. The tools are doing the complete opposite. It's a little bit awkward to shimmy around your ears with these, but I can make it work. You know, with practice, I can get even better. It's not often you let me groom you in return, so I'm gonna have to convince you to let me do it more often. Okay, then, last but not least, a little ear blowing. It's as simple as it sounds, but I do it because I care, and there's lots of benefits to this kind of attention shown towards another. And it will relax my breathing too. Now hold still. See, it's not as bad as you think it would be. Am I right or am I right? I think it's better when I treat you versus when you treat me. As much as I do like your attention, I feel bad when I know you're exhausted after a long day and you still find the time to give me attention and head pats. This is why I won't stop complimenting you. You're perfect in every little way for me. Thank you. believe I was so lucky that you picked me out of all the Neko girls that were available. What made you choose me? Because of my eyes? Now you're really buttering me up. I guess I did look kinda worried in the picture. Couldn't have asked for a better master to rescue me out of the pound. Now, I get to spend my days comfortably with you. A warm home and a belly full of fish. I don't think my life can get any better than this. I've peaked, truly. Okay, sorry, I'm teasing. Let me continue.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me treat you, Master. You know, in a way, I wouldn't have been able to do it without you helping me in the first place to become a little more independent. If you ever want to be pampered like that again, you know all you have to do is ask, right?